The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Welcome along to the Punt Podcast. Ron Atkinson, Derek McGovern with me, Lee Phelps, to look at the Champions League final. You both well?
Yeah, good.
Very well.
Yeah. Good. Real Madrid 10-11. The draw is 5-2. Atletico Madrid 3-1. To lift the trophy, 4-9 Real, 17-10 Atletico Madrid. Ron, starting with the kind of the key players, if you like, in this game. It does strike me that you look at Atletico Madrid, we tend to focus on more the defensive prowess. The likes of Gabi, the likes of Juan Fran, Marquinhos, Ronaldo and Thiago as a defensive midfielder. Is that what this game's all about? Whether Atletico can stop Real Madrid?
Yeah, I think so. And I think I think Real Madrid will find it very, very difficult to open them up because, you know, we saw Barcelona have all sorts of problems trying to do that at the weekend. And if you go through the whole season, hardly anybody has done that. So, you know, that's got to be the first thing to overcome. I'm actually going, although your draw price is very attractive, 5-2, I think. Mm. I'm going to stick with Real Madrid because they were my tip from the start of the tournament, and yeah, I'll go with them. But it's not as confident a call as it was a month or so ago because Atletico, they've had a smash, brilliant season. Simeone could well win. He'd have to be favourite, I would think, for coach of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And looking back over the last few years as well, what he's done with that club. Derek, the flip side of it is your Ronaldo, your Gareth Bale, your Di Maria, who's been a bit of a revelation in his new kind of central role for Real Madrid. Punters just look at them and think they have to score. Surely they have to score.
Well, you know, they've had those three players all season long, and where do they finish? They finished third, two places behind Atletico Madrid. And, you know, in which other country, which other match would you see the champions of the league 3-1 outsiders against a team in a one-off game against a team who finished third? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Punters and bookies are being swayed by the reputation of Real Madrid. Yeah, you know, you look at those players and you think possibly, yeah, you understand people, maybe you understand why they've been made favourites. But 3-1 about Atletico. Let's not forget that they played the runners-up in the Spanish League, Barcelona, 5 or 6 times this season, haven't lost to them. They've beaten Real Madrid already this season as well. Remember in the one-off cup final, the Copa del Rey last season at the Bernabeu, Real Madrid's game, who won that? Atletico Madrid. Everywhere you look, there's ammunition to back the underdogs here, and the cheap ammunition at those prices, 3-1 to win in 90 minutes. But given their propensity to draw big games, you can still get to win the cup at any stage, be it extra time, penalties, toss of the coin, who picks the nose longest, 17-10 for Atletico Madrid. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful bet there.
Yeah, I love that that pick your nose bet. So it's
one I'm just trying to go through both teams, and I think Ramos might be the favourite in that.
Yeah, very true.
I tell you what there ought to be as well. I wonder what the red card price might be.
I
could well see a sending off. He'll have to be a very, very strong referee in this one.
Yeah, the referee is Bjorn Kuipers from the Netherlands. And to be fair, I was looking down his record, Ron, and he doesn't mind a yellow card, that's for sure. I mean, there was a red card in the Man City Bayern Munich match October 2013. He was in charge there. There was a red card in the PAOK Schalke match in the Champions League August 2013 when he sent a man off there. He showed 7 yellow cards in the Man United Olympiacos match, which I don't remember being especially dirty, you know, from memory. Mm. 7 in a Europa League match in February, showed 7 yellow cards in there. So he's not shy with the old cards, to be fair. So I think even if you don't go for a red, maybe just, you know, looking at the bookings points, you'd be looking at over 55 bookings points. That's over. You get 10 for a yellow and 25 for a red if you've never played those. But yeah, I think it could be feisty, couldn't it? Especially if they do keep them out. Do you think Atletico will go with that mindset then that they've done all season really, which is, you know, we're going to stop you scoring and we're going to try and nick one?
I think wherever the ball is, you'll find red and white, the Rocky Blancos as they call them, they'll be hunting and hounding and closing down. Particularly, I think if he gets any sort of space, Ronaldo or Bale, they will have to make the most of it because they won't get a lot of it. They will be, unless it comes to a situation where Atletico are chasing the game. But I don't see that. I see them working hard, closing down, making sure the ball doesn't get to those two danger men. And, you know, if they keep them too quiet, they've got one hell of a chance because I don't really see where too much of a threat attacking-wise is going to come from, apart from those two.
Mm, yeah.
And definitely, definitely, type of game. Real are going to miss Alonso. They're going to miss him big time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's probably one of the top four players in their camp. But I think they're fated to win their 10th trophy, their 10th European Cup, and might take extra time, might take penalties. I mean, they might be champions, you know. You just think, since they've only won, I think, once since they qualified for the final of this, and Ronaldo's hardly played in that time. You just wonder if Ronaldo played, particularly in the game against Valladolid, when he was suddenly, when he stormed up from the bench, actually, because he thought his team had thrown it away. You just wonder whether they might have been champions. But so I can see possibly why they're made favourites, but. They're not red hot favourites, that's for sure.
No, that is massive team news for Real Madrid, Derek. Obviously, Diego Costa out for this one. Well, we're told he's out at during the week in the build up to this. I'm sure it will be. He's out for 2 weeks. Turan came off as well. Arda Turan came off, but they reckon he'll be playing. Costa scored 36 goals and made 7 assists during the season. Huge miss if you're looking to nick a goal. You know, he's the sort of guy who maybe only gets 2 chances, he'll take one of them.
Yeah, automatically. Massive out for him. That's if he is out, though. I always have my suspicions in these big games.
Some sort of injection.
Yeah.
New
exactly.
leg. I don't know.
Exactly.
Like
yeah. And well, you know, Alonso for Pepe as well. For Madrid, he looks as though he's going to be out. You know, they've got their own casualties.
Yeah.
I just think the odds are totally skew Italy. That's you know, and yeah. I'm duty bound. That's my job. I have to pick out where, you know, examples of that. And this is an example doubly underlined here.
Yeah, when you look at head-to-heads, as Derek was talking about before, if you take out the Copa del Rey this season when Real Madrid won over 2 legs 5-0, then you know Atletico, as Derek said, won that Copa del Rey final last year after extra time. They beat them in the league at the Bernabeu again, and then drew 2-2 with an 82nd minute Ronaldo equaliser at Atletico. So you know they would have won the league had it been Real Madrid, not Barcelona, who could have gone level with them. Ronaldo, as it's pretty obvious to say, Ron, but he is obviously the danger man. Scored in the Copa del Rey final against them, scored 2 at their ground in the Copa del Rey this year, and then scored that equaliser I just mentioned. If he's on the pitch, Ron, however well you've played defensively, he only needs one moment, one flash of brilliance.
Well, he needs a free kick,
yep.
A penalty,
yep.
Anything like that, even if he's not performing. Mm. I mean, the number of times I saw him play for Man U and I thought he's not at it, and then all of a sudden he's got 2 goals and you think, well, just a minute.
Yeah.
If he's not us, he ain't done bad.
8-11 to score a goal, which is a bit short in a Champions League final, yeah, to be fair,
crazy,
isn't it?
Crazy.
3-1 to score the first goal. It's almost, you can't really back him on those grounds, can you, unfortunately? One nice way in, though, is that we play this now and again, would be to back him to score, but Atletico Madrid to win, which has obviously happened. It's anytime goal win cast. So you put Cristiano Ronaldo in, then you select Atletico Madrid as the match result. That's 11-5. I mean, it's only just over 2-1.
Yeah.
The Atletico Madrid wins 3-1.
Yeah,
Derek.
That's crazy. That is criminally short, because you know, they're a bigger place to win when they're starting off 0-0 than they are when they're 1-0 down, i.e. Cristiano Ronaldo scoring.
Crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. Madness.
Yeah, crazy.
You know what, this sounds daft given the array of attackers for Madrid. You know, we've spoken already about Bale and Ronaldo. That's if they both start, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know, maybe the bloody mindedness of me. Real Madrid to score 1-5, 100-30. Against a team that doesn't give many chances away. I mean,
I was going to ask about goals. How many goals do you think there would be in the game?
I think it's going to be low score in this one. They smother opponents, don't they, Atletico? Yeah. You know, look at what they did to Barcelona at the weekend, what they did to Chelsea. Well, Chelsea did to them, to be fair. I just can't see it being a goal fest.
Mm. Yeah, it's odds on for under 2.5 goals in the final at 90 minutes, of course, 7-10. But the under 1.5 is actually a bit bigger than it normally is, Derek. It's 9-4 rather than the usual 2-1.
Well, yeah, that
which is
no
surprising.
Explanation.
Really.
Yeah, no explanation for that, is it? I would be on that one.
Yeah, and even given the Real Madrid win, Ron, would you say it'd be low scoring as well?
You wouldn't see a 3-0. Or the only way you'll see that is if one of the teams gets an early goal and the other team has to come out and chase it.
Yeah, that would be. But, I mean, if Real Madrid scored early, it would be very interesting to see how Atletico's tactics change.
I would think a possible standout score for me would be 2-1.
Yeah. To be fair to Atletico, though, they did go down to a Benzema goal in 3 minutes at their ground in March in La Liga. Were winning 2-1 by half time, and then conceded that late equaliser that I've mentioned a couple of times to Ronaldo.
You know, just one point you've made in all those games, and I haven't got the facts here, but I would imagine at that time Costa was playing above the ground.
Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah.
But if you think back to the Chelsea game, I didn't think he played particularly well in either Chelsea game, and whether he's been carrying a knock for some time, but you know he's played half an hour and come off, then he's done it again at the weekend.
Yeah.
Whether he will be such as big a miss as he might have been a few months ago.
Right.
I think that's just a possibility.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I get that. Loads of markets on this match, of course, and plenty to get stuck into when it kicks off as well in play. So have a look through all the markets and see what the ones you like in there. There'll be man of the match markets by the time the game kicks off too. I didn't check back on the FA Cup final. Did Ramsey get the man of the match in the end? Did anyone see that? They seemed to hide it because of the extra time. I didn't see if landed, but with a winning goal, you'd imagine if they hadn't picked it by the time he scored, that might have.
Actually, if it was Andy Townsend gave him it. On ITV.
Oh, right, so that probably
will be it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you text him or something or what?
No.
After the story.
No. I text him afterwards to ask him whether I've got that Mercer ticket.
Mercer.
And when he fell over, I thought, he looked like a giraffe, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Other things that happened over the weekend. Did anyone see the Hummels goal in the German Cup final?
No one,
Well, it was 0-0 at full time, and Bayern won it. In the end, Robin scored the winner. Hummel's header went 2 yards over the line. The goal
wasn't
line
given.
No one given. It's like, you know, way over.
Yeah.
It didn't bounce. It was hooked away, but, you know, it was over the line.
Those Germans don't count goals that are 2 feet over the line, do they?
Love
it. They don't even think we bombed Dresden.
Brilliant. Okay, let's quick recap on the you're all over Atletico. To lift the trophies.
Yeah, to lift the trophy, 17-10.
I'm going to go Real, and if you want a scoreline, I'll go Real 2-1.
Real Madrid to win 2-1 is priced up at 15-2. All your headline offers and your stats bets and your specials will be available come Friday, Saturday, ahead of the Champions League final on Saturday night at 7:45. Enjoy it. Thanks very much, chaps.
Okay.
Pleasure.
We'll speak to you very soon.
All right,
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.